And lastly, the Bank of England warns a no-deal Brexit scenario could plunge Britain into an immediate financial crisis.
Who does not reciprocate? In the more severe or disorderly scenario, the UK's border infrastructure does not cope smoothly with new customs requirements for some time. There's a pronounced increase in the return investors' demand for holding sterling assets. By the end of 2023, GDP is more than 10% lower in the disorderly scenario compared to that May 2016 trend. Despite this sharp contraction in GDP, something that's bigger than happened during the financial crisis, unemployment rises to 7.5%, less than during the financial crisis. And that reflects the supply-driven nature of the downturn. That unlikely event.
Mark Carney added the British Premier's Brexit plan will work only if London maintains close trade ties with the EU. Carney said economic surveys suggest less than half of British businesses have initiated contingency plans for a no-deal exit from the bloc. The warning by the Bank of England comes as Theresa May is struggling to gain support for a Brexit package ahead of the Parliament's December 11th vote. MPs from both Labour and Conservative parties say May's plan fails to address issues such as the Irish border, fate of Scottish fishermen, and the future of Gibraltar's sovereignty. Britain is to leave the European Union in March 2019. Professor of Binary Economics Rodney Shakespeare joins us now from the British capital, London. Mr. Shakespeare, welcome to the program. Brits should rather not be taking this warning from the Bank of England lightly at this point, shouldn't they?
Oh, well, no. Today, the heavy artillery in the form of the Bank of England started to pound with a massive presentation of what, to be fair, they call them scenarios, that's to say their best guesswork on the options which are available to the UK Parliament. And what became very clear is that the no deal, the hard Brexit, leave next March, will have very, very sharp and serious consequences. That is the point about the businesses. Only half the businesses is prepared for that. But the nation isn't prepared for it either, because you see, you would get a doubling of the present level of unemployment, claims the Bank of England. You would get a sharp rise in inflation. You would get a 30% drop in house prices and disruption on a very, very large scale, resulting in perhaps a 9% loss in GDP over 15 years. Now, another option, which is the government's option, was still criticized at a 4% loss over 15 years. But what you can say is this: the Bank of England presented a very, very serious picture for a no-deal Brexit. And that will mean that the House of Commons, already determined to stop a no-deal hard Brexit, its determination to do that will be reinforced. In practical terms, I think it means that the Prime Minister's proposal gets strengthened. The reason there is that it is not just an economic matter, but she is claiming there are other benefits for her deal, for example, control on migration and an increase in sovereignty. Now, be that as it may, what you can say now is the result of this huge attack by the Bank of England, you've got a strengthening of what will be the position of for the Prime Minister, and at the same time, you have a strengthening of the position of those who wish to remain in the EU. The Chancellor today repeated his own belief that the best option was to stay in the EU. And so there, it looks as though those are now the two sort of options upon which the politicians may have to focus their mind. But one one quick last thing. It's all very well saying give it to the people. There will be a big problem as to what you put
right
in the question to the people.
Professor of Binary Economics, Rodney Shakespeare, joining us from the British capital, London. And with that,